Sleeping. Okay, we're not involved with Al the Gemara. We learned the Mishnah yesterday. The Mishnah talks about if two partners, Reuven and Shimon, own a yard together, and Reuven says to Shimon, "I don't want to have any pleasure from you," and Shimon says, "Reuven, I don't have any pleasure from you." In that case, according to the Rabbanon, neither of them can walk into the yard because the yard belongs to both of them collectively. So you're enjoying the other person. According to Rav Yaakov, you could walk in the yard because we say Yesh Breda. We say probably the portion of the yard that you walked on was a portion of what was my, since we bought it together, and the plan was whoever used it at the time, that was his entirely. So when I'm walking in the yard, it's mine, not yours. So that was the first part of the mission. We said as a result of that, neither of them could put their oven there, even though partners always allow the other partner to put the oven there. But the fact that you allow me, I'm already having benefit from you, and that's forbidden. No pleasures allowed. If Reuven was the one who was not allowed to have any benefit from Shimon, then Reuven cannot walk in, but Shimon could, obviously. Now, Blazer ben Yaakov says, no, they both can walk in, because even Reuven can say, when I'm walking in the yard, it's my section of the yard that I'm walking in. But what we do is we force Reuven to sell his share. Because Shimon can walk around, Reuven can. Reuven might be jealous and he'll breach his own vow. What about if a third guy in the street, where I'm involved in right after the word Gemara? If one guy in the street was told that by Shimon that you can't have any pleasure in me, according to the rabbis, he can't walk onto the yard. According to the Yaakov, he could walk onto the yard because he can say, I'm walking in Reuven's share if he's doing something for benefit Reuven. Then we also learned that if you said you won't have benefit from each other, and the guy has, let's say, a bathhouse in the city or an olive press, so rented out to a third party, if the landlord still has rights to that place, then you cannot walk in there because you're having pleasure from the landlord. The landlord has no rights, has no tefis of the yard, you could. I think I'll explain later on. I'll go up to the Gemara. E boilu hu, we have a question. Benodroi pligoi. Our Mishnah is talking about that Reuven said, I don't have any pleasure from Shimon, and Shimon said, I don't have any pleasure from Reuven, so neither of them could walk into the yard, or according to Yaakov, they both can. What about Didi? Is that the other way around? What about if Reuven said, Shimon, I don't want you to have any pleasure from me, and Shimon said to Reuven, I don't want you to have any pleasure from me? They all asked the other guy, Mai. What's the thing? What's the question? We say, Didroi, when you yourself said, I don't have any pleasure from you, deeply arguing, that's when they argue. I will be Didi, but if each one said to the other guy, I don't want you to have any benefit from me, maybe the Rabbana Moidel Lezen Yaakov. That what? That since I didn't want to put myself in the situation you put me in there, then we'll go back to the rules. Maybe everyone agrees, we say Yesh Breda. In this case, we'll say that obviously when we originally bought the yard together, I was meant to use it for sometimes and you were meant to use it for sometimes. And therefore, whenever I use it, it's mine. But if I myself decided to ask you, I caused the problem, we don't follow Breda. But if in the place where you did it to me, I'm an Einus, we'll follow the rules of Yesh Breda. And therefore, even a bundle would be made, every one of them could walk into the yard. Because at the time, the walk in the yard was always, it's completely his. Perhaps if we did as I play, even then they're arguing. The Rabbanan. Tashma coming here. It says in the second case in the Mishnah, if one of them was Reuven, was told by Shimon, I don't want you to have any pleasure from the field. So Reuven here has no choice. And yet the Rabbanan still argue. According to your question, and since Reuven had no choice, he was the one who was on the receiving end, the din should be, we should say Yesh Breda, and Reuven should be able to walk in the yard, and he'll say, whenever I'm walking in the yard, I'm walking in my section of the yard. Is that I, that even if you didn't make the net, someone else put you in that position, nevertheless, we don't say Breda, and therefore you cannot walk in because you're walking on part of your Madir's section. Tani, so there's no right from there. Learn, Nadoy Mechaverno, who told you that he was Mudr? But the other guy put the neder on him. Maybe nadar means that he made the neder himself. And in fact, hachin amestab, it makes even more sense. He did it himself. The Tony Sefer, it says, v'koyfen sanoidlim chalke. We force the guy who made the neder to give up his portion. Now, if you say that that Reuven said, I don't have any pleasure from Shimon, and now Reuven put himself in a situation where he can't walk and so on and so forth, it makes sense. Why are we forcing him to sell? Because you're going to be jealous. Shimon is walking all the time, doing everything he wants. You can't. You're cramped. Your style is very cramped. So therefore, you might end up breaching your neder, so we force you to sell. But if the other guy made a neder to stop you from going, why should you have to sell the property? He made the neder, therefore he forced you. Eli Amid Adre, the other guy made the neder. Am I kaifin? Why should we force you? Hamenis Oinis, it is an accident.
Look up at you.
Look up at you, is that your fault?
You had no input.
Yeah. However, the Rambam actually holds that the other person has to sell. The Madid, if Shimon put a neder on Reuben, Reuben, I don't have any pleasure for me in this yard, then Shimon would have to sell his property because Shimon put Reuben in that position. And according to the Ran,
isn't that what we had the Fetish in the Mishnah?
No, but the Mishnah, we're saying the Mishnah saying the Mishnah talking about the one who made the neder about himself. Here's the other guy. Shimon made a neder about Reuben. Reuben, I don't want to have any pleasure. According to the Rambam, we would make Shimon sell. According to the Rambam, it doesn't make sense. Why would you make Shimon to sell, even though he put Reuben in the position, but Shimon's not the one who'll be over. And again, we had this before, Machlizer before. The Rambam says, if I make a neder, you shouldn't eat this meat. And you ate the meat. According to the Rambam, I make get the Malkus. Because I'm the one who made the neder, even though it's about you. It's the person who made the neder, according to the Rambam, who does the Avera. According to the Ran, it's the person who breached the neder, the one who actually ate the meat. So say Machlik is here. Let's move on. So we don't resolve the question. Omar Rabba, Omar Zidi, Rabba, Zidim Zidi, Machlekes. There's two kinds of yards we discussed yesterday. A yard that is tiny, that is less than 8 amas wide. Every person needs a minimum of 4 amas to move his things around. If it's less than 8 amas, you cannot divide. I cannot force you to divide, you cannot force me to divide. If it's larger than 8 amas, then it's divisible. So when is the Machlekes, the Rabbanon, and Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov, she yeshba dechluk, a field that could be divided? That could be divided. And therefore, the argument is that whether we, if I can walk on my field or not, I will aim both the chalukah. If the chatchila, the field is so small, the yard is so small, and we bought it together, what did we make up? It's not one day we can divide. It will never be divisible. So what did we make up? From the beginning, we made up that when I use it, it's totally mine, and you get out of it. And when you use it, it'll be totally yours, and I won't use it. So then everyone will agree that mutter, because it's my time. When I'm walking the yard, it's totally my yard. I'm not walking in your section. You said I shouldn't walk in your section, but I'm not. Because from the beginning, when we bought this yard, it's so small, and it's impossible to use both at the same time, and it's indivisible, so what did we really make up? Then everyone will agree, it's as if we're saying, Yesh Brera, at the time when I was there, it's totally mine. So therefore, I haven't allowed to go there. That's one version. What are you talking about? We'll learn later on that if, let's say, in the shul, each one asks at his place in the shul, which is indivisible, the kamisha ain't by the chalukadami, that it's indivisible. But tanam, we learn shnei masudin bedavish lazir. They both said, you don't have any enough for me, and another guy said, you don't have enough for me. We both can't walk into the shul because each one is a member of the shul, and when I walk in the shul, I'm enjoying part of your section, and the shul is not divisible. So that isn't that the argument that from the beginning when we said that if I'm sitting in my seat, it's totally my seat because we can't sit in the same seat. Doesn't work that way. So therefore, even though Eimer Chalukah, I'm having benefit from you. So why by the field, just because it's so small, why are you saying it's all right? I'm still benefiting from your section of the yard. Elam Rabbi Yosef. Amazi, just another way, opposite. Machlek is the whole machlek is she ain't by the chaluk. Machlek is when the yard is so small that it's indivisible. So what Rabbi Chachamim say, the fact of the matter is, it's still you need yesh breira to say that this moment is when I'm going to use it as totally mine. And we don't believe in breira. Therefore, when I'm in the yard, it's really maybe your yard. So you can't. Avol yesh bo gidei chaluka. But if this yard is divisible, then divrei hakol osur. Everyone holds that it's osur because it is divisible. So therefore, from the beginning. Even Rabbi Lezmer Yaakov agrees. It's as if we didn't make up that I'm going to that it's mine or it's yours. Because even after we divide the field, if I said to you, you can't have any enough for me in this yard that's 20 amas wide, and then we divided, you still cannot walk into the yard. Because how do you know what you ended up as your section? Maybe you ended up with his section if you don't believe in Breira until you unravel that nether. If he made a neder, he shouldn't have enough. There's a bathhouse there, so we say like this: if the landlord still has a tefisa, yeah, has a handle in the place, you can't walk in. If he has no handle, you could. What kama tefisas yad? What tefisas yad? What it means right now is that the landlord still has a profit from the going concern, and because he has a share in the profits of the going concern, therefore, when you walk into that bathhouse, you are giving hana to this landlord. How much profit does he have to have share?
He has entry rights.
Not here, no. That's what we say about Erev, not here. On Nachman, the machtz, if he has half, lishlish, a third, it'll be a quarter. Even if he has only a quarter of the profits, it's considered as if the landlord is benefiting from your presence there, and you're giving him hano. Avol, bebatzeloi, but less than a quarter is so insignificant that you're allowed to. The Ran's gis is bayim, eggs. Eggs means they used to sell, like if you ever go to certain mikvahs in America where they actually sell chalent. When you go out of the mikvah on Friday, they sell chalent and everything else. So they used to sell eggs. Right outside the bathhouse, they used to sell eggs. And so if the landlord has the right to sell his eggs in the bathhouse, so he's benefiting. No, he's benefiting from the people going to the bathhouse because you're in the right mood, you're relaxed. and you're in the mood of buying, so he's benefiting from what you did. So you, that's already forbidden. So this opinion says, but it's eggs. It's so little. It's all right. Our bayis says that filu b'batzel also, even bebeim eggs or batzel, even less than a quarter. If he has any benefit from you going to the bathhouse, you're not allowed to go. So when are you allowed? The mekabel b'tiske. If it's a tenant where the landlord has no rights at all, and the tenant gives him a fixed amount every year, a rent, and that's it, then the landlord has no connection to this place here, and then you're allowed to walk in there. A guy says to his friend, I will not walk into this house. I will not walk into this house. And even if you sell the house or else, you cannot walk into the house because the house is still mine. If I say I will not walk into your house, then the moment you sold it or gave somebody else, I could walk in. There's a chumra, by the way. If I say I will not walk into this house and the house collapses and you build a new one, I'm allowed to walk in. It's not the same house. But if I say I won't walk into your house, then whichever house, even if you build it 10 times, I can't walk in. It's still your house. Says the Gemara, that's a question. If a guy says, I asked this house that you walk into. I asked this to my, by myself, the house that you walk into. If the guy died, what would it be in this case?
So he asked the place itself, not the Baal. Not the owner
of
the property.
Yeah. So what's the question? Here, like this. Adam, the question we had before the Gemara already. Adam, so when I said that, I'm answering this house, if I'm asking this house, at the time I had a right to ask this house. This is the case. It says here, we're going to change the gears around in this Gemara, because this gears here is exactly what our Mishnah said. I asked your house. I'm saying I'm asking my house from walking into.
And now I sold my house.
And then I sold the house, which is different than our Mishnah. So at the time when I made this neder, it was my house. The Isser remain even after it's no longer mine? That's the question. Can you make a net that once it leaves you the shush, the story is enough?
Does the person have bails over the thing after the sale?
Exactly. After, but you did it at the time when it was yours. Does the Issa linger on? Do we say once an Issa falls on something, it doesn't just walk away? Where does Issa escape to? Okay.
The Issa is dissolved. That.
No, that's what we're saying.
That's the question. To what degree is there still some degree of Issa that remains, even though the ownership is changed? Because when the person was a legitimate owner, they asked for the property. So how strong is that?
That's in my mind, how can you ask a
once you're a jeweler, you can't ask for someone else's property. But anyway, at the time it wasn't.
Okay, so our mission is talking about when I said I will not walk into the house. So we said if I said this house, then no matter who owns it, I can't walk in. If I say your house, then as long as it's yours. Here the question is, I'm saying to you, you cannot walk into this, my house right now. You cannot walk into this house. And then I sold it. What happens here? I'm not asking myself. I can ask myself forever. I'm answering you. Do I have a power to ask you once the house is no longer mine?
At the,
I said, yeah, but I said exactly. I said to this house, but I have no right. Can I ask you for walking into 88 Hotham Street? Of course not. But I can ask you walking if 88 Hotham Street belonged to me. I can ask you for walking in there. So what happened? I said you cannot walk into this house, right? 88 Hotham Street. But then I sold it. Does the Issa still remain for you?
Why is there even a question? How can you ask someone forever?
Because
when
once
the Issa was made, it was legitimate.
Exactly.
At the time that the ban was instituted, it was legitimate. Now the question is, does that change due to the change of ownership?
Exactly. That's it. Do we say the Issa remains or goes away? Again. I'm asking you from walking into this house, Mace, and then this guy died, he sold it to another person. Now, the question is, do we say, Adam, I can ask you something that was once mine, even after it's no longer mine, or not? Omar says, Rav, Toshma, come in here. A guy says to son, a guy says to son, I don't want you to have any benefit from me whatsoever. But Mace, he died. Yeshenu, that's it. The guy's dead, so then he's no longer having an art, and the Yerusha he gets is after the guy's dead. So he's not having an art from the guy while he's alive. But the guy specifically says, "B'chai yov uva Mace, I don't want you to have any pleasure from me, whether I'm alive or whether I'm dead." But Mace, and then he died. Lo Yeshenu. So we see clearly from here, even though the guy is dead already, he's no longer has power, since the Iser happened when he was alive, when he was in control, the Iser remains. Shema Amino, what do we learn from here? Adam Iser Dover Shebeshus, so you can proscribe something that's in your Shus. Likisha Yetzim Shusim, even after the Shus, Shema Amino Gidraya. Tanahas, we learn, it says like this, Koinim Pedis Elu, if a guy says, Koinim Pedis Elu, I'm answering these fruits, I'll plainly in that person. I'm saying that these fruits are also to Yankel. But Mao Bechilafain, what about if you exchange the fruits for money? What happens to the exchange of it? Mi Amrin, do we say, Gabi delay by himself? Ha Yilva Adam Maisa Pedis Chaveda El Atzmi. Adam Maisa, do we say like this? Since when I say to myself, I don't want to have any benefit from your fruits. Adam Maisa Dava Shalei Balaylam, even if the fruits are not yet in existence. It's, did I? Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'm saying, do we say, Gabi delay, regarding himself, I can say to Yankel, your fruits are forbidden to me. Even the fruits are not even there yet. It's a dover shalei ba'olam, it's a weakness, but I can pass the iser from the fruits that exist to the fruits that don't exist. So Adam,
like
something along those lines. It's like a swap. It's like a chilafain. From those that exist to those that don't exist. Or do we say, yeah, so therefore, so again, me and meaning, Gabi delay by himself, I can ask your fruits on myself. A person can ask it also himself. But what about Gabi Chaveda by his friend? But when it comes to my friend, I cannot ask a Reuven's Peiris, I'm Shimon. I cannot ask a Reuven's Peiris on Yankel. Therefore, the Chalipin, which didn't exist yet, I can't ask it. Just like I cannot ask someone else's food, it's like someone else's because it didn't exist yet at the time. I had no connection to it. Just like, so why can't I ask that guy's fruits on you? Because I have no connection to it. The fruits that don't exist in the world yet, I have no connection. So maybe I can't do it. Or maybe do we say that if I swap these fruits for money, let's say, money is like if I take something which is asa bahana and I plant in the ground, that which grows out of it is also asa bahana. So maybe the same thing should be over here. Loishnahu, loishna chaveda, makes no difference and it's asa. That's the question. The guy says to his wife, that I do not want you should have any benefit from me whatsoever. In other words, the guy's going to go overseas and he tells his wife, I don't want you to have take any money from me, whatever it is. Is love, we learned before, if somebody goes and gives a food, you cannot go to the husband. But what happens, because he just chased the lines away. What about she actually borrowed money? Not someone that came and gave a very genuine food.
Husband's credit.
Exactly. She borrowed money, went to the bank and borrowed money. The lenders can go to the husband and collect. Why? Because we'll look at it as a swap. My time, why could the Baal Chayv collect? He told his wife, I don't want you to have any pleasure for me. The wife went and borrowed money from Yanko. And now, what right does Yanko have to go to the owner? Isn't the reason? Shouldn't the chilupin? Lav kik gidulin dami. Gidulin, when you put seeds in the ground, this is asa bahana. You don't have any benefit. I put in the ground and new fruits grow out. It's not really new. It's still a continuation of before. It's asa. But this is chalupin. This is totally different. She did not take money from her husband. She took money from the lenders. When the lenders pay, that's when you swap from money to her to money to the husband. Because originally the loan was made to this woman. Nothing to do with the husband. Now, when the husband pays it, it's swapped the loan from the wife to the husband. So we see that a swap is permitted. A swap is so distant that it's no longer considered the original Issa. And therefore, it's all right. Amar Rav, no proof. Dilma lechatchilu hu deloy. No, maybe even swapping is also forbidden. But over here, at the time when she borrowed the money, she didn't swap anything. She borrowed money, she was allowed to borrow money. The problem becomes when they come paying back. So it already and she said, I have no money, goodbye. So then they have no choice. So that's why you permit it. But initially, you're not allowed to swap. Isur Hano, pass it on. Okay, Toshma, I'll bring another proof. I'm a Kaddish Baal. If a guy goes to a woman and says, look, I want you to be engaged to me. I'm going to give you fruits from a tree that the first 3 years of growth, which the din is not only not allowed to eat from it, you're not allowed to have any benefit from it. Any Mekadeshes. Obviously, what did he give her? Nothing. What about Mochron? What about if he sold these fruits? The Kiddush B'demein, and he used that money. Now, that money now is a swap for these fruits. So, the fruits are Asba No. That's the question. Is the money Asba No or not? Harezu Mekadeshes. She's engaged. Now she is, the question is on the husband, can he enjoy living with his wife? Because she's not asa b'hano. I talk about the case. Talking about it, if it would have been mutter by no, it's a shava pruta. The money itself is $10, so it's $10. So she is the chalupi. It makes no difference whether it's a swap, whether it's one swap, two swap, three swap, four swap. He is enjoying living with his wife. That is, she's a part of the swap. She is an exchange of something originally, which is arla asabana. And yet, it says clearly allowed to. So we see, once you went one step away, it's no longer, Isha does not transfer, does not pass on. So again, he shouldn't have done it, but now that he gave it to her, she's permitted to him. But if you would ask the Rav, can I give her chalupi, I would tell you no. So we don't resolve the question either. Okay, we just did Friday's Gemara. Tomorrow we'll do Shabbos' Gemara. And I'll try to get in Patil and tell you not to have anything on Shabbos.